getting older. Whatever it is, why are you just living with it? At Darcy Bain Physiotherapy, they'll teach you how to get better yourself. Feel so good, you can't help but tell everyone. Darcy Bain Physiotherapy. For a location near you, go to physiotherapynet.ca.
TSN 1290 Sports Center Update.
The Winnipeg Gold Eyes have been named the American Association's Organization of the Year. This marks the seventh time in the past 10 years that the Fish earned the honor for the league in which they play. To October baseball we go. The Reds welcome the Giants in Game 3 this afternoon. Since he took the opening pair of that best of five on the road. First pitch is slated for just after 4:30 Central. And later tonight, Oakland is at home to Detroit. The Tigers lead that series 2-0. Former Penn State assistant coach Jerry Sandusky was sentenced to no less than 30 years in prison for his conviction on 45 counts of child sexual abuse today. This is day 24 of the NHL lockout. The two sides will meet again tomorrow in New York, but the big four, by the way, that being Bill Daly, Gary Bettman, along with Donald and brother Steve Fear, will meet in a separate meeting from the main bargaining session. Meanwhile, Dominic Hasek has officially retired again. And in the MJHL tonight, Oceana's in Dauphin and Portage welcomes Winkler. In the Sports Center, I'm Joel Marcoux.
This Sports Center update is brought to you by
Safer Agencies. Going out of province? Get your MPI car rental insurance and travel medical insurance from Safer Agencies. Kingsbury at McPhillips.
TSN 1290, Winnipeg's sports leader, with Sports Center updates 24 hours a day and breaking sports news anytime at tsn1290.ca. Now, back to Hustler and Lawless on TSN 1290.
Brought to you in part by Gibson's Finest Canadian Whiskey. Proud sponsors of the CFL, the Blue Bombers, and Hustler and Lawless. Gibson's Finest, your whiskey, your way.
We are back on H&L just past 4:30 p.m. here on the home of your Winnipeg Jets, TSN 1290 and tsn1290.ca. The segment brought to you by Gibson's Finest Canadian Whiskey. After 3 years, it's whiskey. After 12 years, it's Gibson's Finest. Of course, Gibson's proud sponsor of H&L, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, the CFL, and the 100th Grey Cup. Right now, pop by your local Manitoba liquor marts and pick up this special Grey Cup 100 edition of Gibson's Finest with a touch of maple in it. Had a little bit of last night. It is fantastic. Thanks again for their support. And of course, we'll be with Gibson's all week for the 100th Grey Cup in Toronto next month. Let's get back to the pucks and get back to the hotline on H&L.
The Hustler and Lawless Hotline is brought to you by Chris Pennycook of Royal LePage Dynamic Realty at 989-5000.
Ken Cal is the play-by-play voice of the Detroit Red Wings on 97.1 The Ticket in the Motor City. Ken, welcome to Hustler and Lawless and TSN 1290 in the Peg. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys today?
Well, things could be better, obviously. We could be talking about actual NHL hockey on the ice other than boardrooms and whatnot. But there was a few other things that were happening today. We'll get to Dominic Hasek's retirement and his contributions to the Red Wings in a second. But the Detroit hockey community lost a very special one earlier with the passing of Bud Lynch at 95, the longtime voice in the house at the Joe Louis Arena for the Wings. Tell us about that.
Well, I guess for the folks in Canada, it's like when Foster Hewitt passed away. It's the same thing here in Detroit. I mean, Bud was 95 years old. The Red Wings have been around for 86 years, and Bud's been a part of Detroit hockey for 63 years. So, you know, he's been involved in 8 Stanley Cup championships out of the 11, and, you know, he's going to be missed. But he's a guy I grew up in Detroit watching on TV when I was a kid, you know, enjoyed his broadcasts. And he made a nice transition into the public relations department when his broadcasting career was over. And then for so many years being the longtime PA voice of the Red Wings. So, yeah, he'll be missed around here. He was a great guy, a fun guy to be around, and we'll miss him.
Ken, Dennis Bayak here sitting in with the guys. How are you?
I'm doing good, Dennis.
Back to Bud for a second. You know, in this day and age, in our jobs, whether you're a PA announcer, whether you're a broadcaster or whatever, we all try and make sure we have the pronunciations right. Bud came from that era where whatever they called the player, that was the right pronunciation.
Well, again, I think when he was calling play-by-play, they had a lot of Canadians, and names were a lot easier than they are today, as you know, Dennis. And, you know, they weren't, you know, 5-6-syllable last names, and they were easier to pronounce. So, you know, I guess as you get up in age there, he did the best that he could.
My first memory of Bud Lynch live was we were playing a preseason game in Detroit, and Todd Warner was playing for the Leafs and scored a goal, and it was announced as Todd Warringer. And we just thought that was Bud, and it's too bad. It's you know what? He was a terrific, terrific Red Wing organization employee, and he certainly will be missed.
What an incredible run.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, he was, I compared him to a history book, because if you wanted to know anything about the Detroit Red Wings or the Leafs or Montreal, yeah, anybody, I mean, he'd answer it for you. And he could tell you stories that sounded like they just happened. And, you know, the one story I remember him talking about was in 1955 when the Rocket was suspended and there was the riot at the Montreal Forum and they were throwing tear gas. And, you know, he just lived out the entire game. And he was saying they were putting wet towels underneath the door so the tear gas wouldn't get inside the locker room. And after they called the game, they went out on the bus and the fans were rioting in the street, shaking the Red Wing bus. So, I mean, he had a lot of stories. And, you know, anytime as an announcer you can get those stories and get them told firsthand, boy, it makes, you know, it just makes things a lot better for you.
Ken, it was also made official today that Dominic Hasek won't be returning to the National Hockey League. I don't think many people took the comeback attempt too seriously last year when he was looking for a multi-year deal at his age. But now that he's officially done, can we look back and just maybe talk from a Detroiter's perspective on how great of a goaltender he was and what he meant during his time with the Wings?
Well, obviously, late in his career, he came over to Detroit, and boy, he was just splendid to watch, game in and game out. And it didn't, you know, he'd stop pucks with his head if he had to. And, you know, the thing I remember about Dominic Hasek is that he was a terrific practice goalie as well. He didn't want you to beat him even in practice. And, you know, a lot of guys go through the motions, I guess, in practice, but then when it comes to the game, you know, that's where they're really wound up. But not Dom. Dom, it didn't matter if it was a 3-on-3 game or you know, players taking penalty shots or having a contest. He wanted to keep that puck out of the net. But again, we saw him for several years here in Detroit. He was terrific. He was terrific with the Buffalo Sabres when he was playing with them, and one of the all-time great goaltenders that'll go down in history.
And one of those guys that if a team did want to take a shot at him, probably despite his age, could have still put in some pretty good performances.
Yeah, and you know, maybe this is just a PR move. I don't know. You never know with Dom. I mean, you know, he could change his mind. Someone might take a crack at him. I don't know. But, you know, I was really surprised when he came to Detroit, to be honest. But I didn't think he'd be coming, you know, to the Motor City, but he did and won a Stanley Cup here. And, boy, the fans loved him as well.
Ken, before we let you go, I mean, I don't want to talk about all the minutia of the lockout. It's melting my brain, to be perfectly honest with you. But I did want to ask you about just the atmosphere of the fan base of the Detroit Red Wings right now as we get into the NHL regular season without hockey at the JLA.
Well, the fans are just eager. That's all I can tell you. You know, they're eager for some hockey. And I guess everyone's got their fingers crossed that, you know, hopefully, you know, they can get back playing really, really soon. And, you know, it'll be good. I know we're all getting the itch, so we're just keeping our fingers crossed.
Ken, great to have you on the show. Thanks very much for joining us.
All right, thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
Take care. Ken Cal, the play-by-play voice of the Detroit Red Wings from 97.1 FM, The Ticket.
Just some news in here. Blue Bombers head coach Tim Burke has stated that if Buck Pierce is cleared to play, he'll start on Saturday against the Stampeders, and there's expected to be some clarification on whether or not Buck is going to be cleared or not tomorrow afternoon. We're going to open the phone lines later on, and we'd love to hear your take on that. Joey Elliott coming off clearly the quarterbacking performance of the season for the Blue Bombers, and not going to be the guy behind center on Saturday afternoon if Buck Pierce is cleared to play.
We'll kick this around later on in the show and take a break. Coming back, more H&L on TSN 1290 after these.
You're listening to Hustler and Lawless on TSN 1290.
Brought to you in part by Gibson's Finest. Your whiskey, your way.
MLB.
Bring it along with it to right. Get up, baby. Get up.
Playoffs.
It is gone!
The World Series.
David Freese triples
on
TSN 1290.
Tonight at 7:30, it's game three of the ALDS as the Detroit Tigers travel to Oakland to take on the A's.
Exclusively on your home base for the MLB playoffs and the 2012 World Series. TSN 1290. TSN1290.ca.
Looking to have your old windows and doors replaced? You found the right partner with AWD Specialists. No matter how cold it gets outside, AWD can be there to keep your home cozy with year-round window and door replacements. Make arrangements online for a free in-home consultation today at awdwindows.ca.
275-2897, AWD Specialists. We know more about windows and doors.
Whoa, don't throw that in the garbage. Recycle it.
But recycling is complicated.
Recycling is convenient. Paper, aluminum, metal, glass, plastic, just toss them in the bin. Easy.
But the garbage can is right there.
Hey, recycling conserves natural resources and helps protect our environment. So trash your excuses and clean up your act.
More than half of all household garbage can be recycled. Are you recycling all you can? Learn more at simplyrecycle.ca.
Misconception one about French restaurants.
It's expensive.
Not at RestoGar. It's French food with a twist. You'll actually be able to afford it. Like our perfectly tender bœuf bourguignon. Braised beef, red wine, bacon, mushrooms, pearl onions with house-made gnocchi. And it's just $21. RestoGar. Hop on board for real French food without the French price. 630 Desmuron in the heart of St. Beat. You know, the one with the train.
Hi, I'm from Bison Plumbing and Heating.
Come on in. Now, before you start, I'm going to need a rough idea of what this will cost.
Actually, I'll give you a straightforward exact price as soon as I look at the job.
The exact price? No bull?
No bull. Bison.
The final price before you start work? No bull?
No bull. Bison.
Receive an up to $1,375 rebate on a Lennox system replacement if you book before November 30th. No bull. Bison. Bison Plumbing and Heating. Call 98 Bison.
TSN 1290 traffic.
For Superlube Auto Centers, more drivers go with Winnipeg Winter Oil from Superlube. It's a Canadian thing.
Just heard about a new crash at the intersection of Roblin and Grant. Don't have any other details, but we do know that's a very busy spot this time of day, so expect delays and use caution heading through that intersection. Again, that's a crash, Roblin and Grant. Good news, though, we had reported a crash northbound Pembina Highway at Crescent Drive. It's been cleared up, so just the barricades to contend with there now, but northbound Pembina at Crescent Drive, that crash is clear and traffic getting back to normal in a hurry. Rest of the city looks good. A little bit heavy coming out of the downtown, but overall, not a bad time to be on the roads. BMW star-approved tires are made specifically to maximize your BMW's performance. Visit your local BMW retailer for details. I'm Casey Gibb.
Just a reminder that $50 in free MTS mobility airtime could be yours by sending your traffic tip to #1290. The CTV News Skywatch forecast calling for a chance of flurries tonight with a low of -3. Chance of rain or flurries on Wednesday with a high of 6. Some clear and sunny conditions expected on Thursday with a high of 8. And they're calling for a mix of sun and cloud on Friday. Right now in Winnipeg, we're sitting at 3.
Weather brought to you by
Atkins Curling Supplies. To play your best, gear up with the best. Offering a huge selection of curling equipment from all manufacturers. Atkins Curling Supplies, now at 310 550 Century, across from Windsor Plywood.
Now, back to Hustler and Lawless on TSN 1290.
Brought to you in part by Earl's Restaurant and Bar, Winnipeg's favorite spot for dinner, drinks, or the big game, with 4 locations in the city.
Get the bibs out, boys! Welcome back to Hustler and Lawless. Of course, this segment brought to you by our very good friends at Earl's Restaurants and Bars. And, well, without any hockey right now, we're trying to do our best to occupy ourselves here in the studio. And there's football and baseball. We also like to gorge ourselves. And our good friend Chris Kapanski from Earl's Restaurant has come in with a crew and a little maritime flavor for us here in the H&L studio. What's up?
Thanks, Huss. Exciting to be here today. I'm very excited.
You're looking great, by the way.
Thanks, buddy.
Can I just
buddy.
Get that
Thanks,
out of the way
buddy.
First? Excited to be
Cato
here.
Looks and good. I'm not so sure about you.
I wore my vertical stripes, as I said today, so had a lot of turkey this weekend. But excited to announce the Earl's Lobster event coming up this weekend. It runs from Thursday to Saturday, and we are happy to be partnering with Alexander Keith's birthday. And we'll be flying in lobster every day from Nova Scotia. 1.5-pound lobsters, steamed to order, sautéed fresh prawns, buttery fingerling potatoes, grilled Manitoba corn,